so readily. Just a light dusting with a cloth restores their lovely luster in a jiffy. The year's only a week old. How about it? Let's resolve to have a lovelier, cleaner, healthier home in 1946 with Johnson's Wax. Kramer's Drugstore in Wistful Vista always has an interesting window display about this time of year. It consists of a glass fishbowl full of navy beans, and you're supposed to guess how many. Now, if you don't think that's a pretty fascinating exhibit, get a load of the crowd on the sidewalk, which includes Mr. McGee of Fibber McGee and Molly.
I bet somebody could win first prize by betting the same number of beans that won last year. It couldn't be far off.
They say Kramer puts a big rock in the middle of the bowl and piles of beans around it.
Who won the contest last year?
Kramer's mother-in-law.
My gosh, there ought to be some way to figure this thing out scientific.
Yeah, well, why don't you do it, McGee?
Oh, you think I can't, wise guy?
Yeah, well, I don't think you can do it.
Okay, by George, I'll show you. One side there, fellas. I got business. Yeah. Hey, Molly. Molly. Hey, Molly.
Get your voice down to a shriek, dearie. Huh? I'm right here. Heavenly days, what do you got?
A fishbowl and 10 pounds of beans.
Well, that's nice. If there's anything we need more than a diving helmet or a high-wheeled bicycle, it's a fishbowl and 10 pounds of beans.
Now, don't insult the quarterback till you know the score, Tootsie. I'm going to win Kramer's how many beans in the fishbowl contest.
Oh, for goodness sakes,
yes,
McGee,
sir.
Not another contest. You were just in one last week, remember?
And I won, too, diddle I?
Well, I will say it was nice of Mr. Kramer to let you bring his fishbowl and beans home with you. Or did you just steal them out of his window?
These are my very own.
Oh?
I purchased them. I'm going to count beans into this bowl till it's full and enter the total figure in the contest, and bingo, the McGees have just won a brand new radio.
Well, isn't that a little unethical, sweetheart? Aren't you supposed to guess how many beans in the bowl?
Ah, Pata, leave the guesswork to the peasants. I'm going to do this thing scientific. What have I got a brain for if it ain't to count beans into a bowl?
Well, you got me, dearie. That must be what it's for, all right.
Certainly. Now, let's see. Help me clear off this table, Molly. I want to get to work right away. There. Now, I'll pour the beans out on the table.
Oh, dear.
Pile of them.
You've taken enough beans out of circulation to reduce Boston to a crossroads village.
You'd be surprised to see how many beans this bowl will hold. Well, here we go, laughing and scratching. One, two, three.
Oh, wait a minute, McGee.
Huh?
I just happened to think, has Mr. Kramer a 99-year lease on that store? I'd hate to have him go out of business before you finish counting these beans.
Oh, this won't take so long. How many beans have I counted so far?
Three, I think.
Oh, yeah. Three.
That makes four.
I thought you said three.
It was three before you said four.
You mean before... Oh, I gotta start all over. One. Two. Three.
Come in. Ah, hello there, Mrs. Carstairs. McGee, it's Mrs. Carstairs.
Seven. Eight. Hiya. Nine. Carsty. 10.
Is Mr. McGee checking up on the grocer again, my dear?
No. No, he's counting those beans for a contest, Millicent.
Oh, my goodness. It must be wonderful to be married to a man who can amuse himself so easily. My husband has to resort to doing jigsaw puzzles or planning a world cruise or tickling the upstairs maid.
23, 24, 25.
Say, maybe we better go in the other room and leave himself here with his beans, Millicent.
I must be running along anyway, my dear. Careless girl that I am, I was playing my accordion without my girdle on and pinched myself rather badly. I wanted Dr. Gamble's office number in the medical building. Do you know it?
Oh, of course.